Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 9/11 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And if you can't hear us anywhere else, just click on the live stream that's right there, and you can hear the show right now, live and in living color. All right, we're going to go to the telephone line, and we're going to pick up Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, who's out there in that interesting weather in California tonight. And good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
There they are. Yep. Now, it's a little cooler tonight, 67 degrees. That's 67. First time it's been below 70 in a while at this time of the night. And it's mostly clear. Going to be a little cooler tonight, but it'll be right back up around 80 to 85 tomorrow.
Very cool. Well, it's 56 degrees where I am right now.
But it's not snowing.
Oh, no. No, in fact, it's going to be warming up over the next few days.
All right, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to start right here because the tide is turning on Alec Baldwin and his movie company. The district attorney yesterday dropped a bombshell about the gun and about the circumstances, and he implied that there might be criminal charges coming. I think there will be. I think this is a criminally negligent case, if I ever saw or heard of one, with all the different things that have gone on here, especially the guy that was in charge of the gun this time around after having dropped it and it discharged 2 years ago when he got fired.
Well, Captain, we're getting more and more of these details, and they really are troubling. And we, of course, the loss of life there on the set was absolutely unacceptable.
It was preventable.
And it was foreseeable and it was preventable. You're absolutely right. And that's where the basis of any criminal charges are going to, that's going to be the genesis of that. Because when you have now this, when you have involuntary manslaughter, you have criminal negligence leading up to that. Not that they conspired to do a crime, but by all their actions collectively, as I understand it, all these things led up. And of course, accidents on the set with firearms are completely foreseeable to happen. That's why the chain of events between the armorer, for example, who I understand is a 24-year-old young woman, then also you have the assistant director, who according to reports picked the gun up off a cart outside of the church with the little church where they were filming, and then handed the gun to Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin evidently didn't check the gun as the last line of defense there. So all these things go together, and there could be charges. We don't know exactly what, but there, I believe there will be some form of charges in this.
Yeah, I think there will be a criminally negligent charge, and I believe it will be a homicide charge. We also heard Alan Dershowitz chime in yesterday, and he said he believes there will be some type of homicide charge, probably dealing with negligence.
Well, certainly, because in this case, it's gross negligence.
Yeah.
So, again, we're going to see this happen, I think.
Yep. Now, that being said, and I wanted to get that out of the way right away, did you hear about Project Veritas exposing New Jersey governor's, the governor there, Phil Murphy, his plan to fool the voters into electing him so he can enforce the vaccine mandates? Did you hear about that?
I hadn't heard about that, but that sounds pretty intense.
Well, Project Veritas caught him again with one of their unique videos, the way they do it. Democrats aren't above fooling your own voters in order to secure power and enforce extreme agenda items such as vaccine mandates. That's exactly what New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is doing right now. Project Veritas has proven this with its latest undercover sting. Now, here's the deal. The undercover video features Murphy's senior advisor, Wendy Martinez, who told another undercover journalist that the governor plans to enforce the vaccine mandates after he's reelected. Why not now? Well, as Martinez made clear, the independents and undecided voters are proving to be a problem right now. And with vaccine mandates being so unpopular, attempting to enforce them right now would scare them away. Murphy's not going to do that, the vaccine mandates right now, because he couldn't do it before the elections. Isn't that something?
Well, this is very telling. There's no doubt about that. And obviously, when people find out about this, and hopefully more and more people are going
they
to
are right
about
now.
This, exactly, they will find out, and they will say to themselves, I don't think I'm going to vote for them.
And we're out in front of this again on the cutting edge because nobody else is talking about it. But right now, it's all about him winning. So says this Martinez woman after confirming that he'll enforce the vaccine mandate once elected. Now, this same sentiment was conferred by Matthew Arrico, the manager of the New Jersey Forward, a campaign group funded by the Democratic State Committee of New Jersey. So this is not a fallacy. This is not a joke. This is the real deal.
Well, you know, you said it's all about winning, as they said. Well,
at all costs.
At all costs, because it's all about power.
All right, hold that thought, folks. Speaking of power, we're gonna pay the power bill here as we let your stations turn around and do their gig. They're right here, do their advertising, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
There are politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
One, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Kyle Warren will begin again in just a moment, but this portion of the program is brought to you by My Pillow, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, his website, MyPillow.com. Now, go over to the website, MyPillow.com, take a look at all the stuff that he's got listed there, and you'll see with promo code, and then it shows you the price. Well, the promo code that you need to buy the products that are there is one word, Captain, period, Captain. And if you go to the Radio Listener Specials page and click on that, you'll come up with at least a couple of dozen items that are deeply discounted to the point to where you think the prices are insane, you know, like Crazy Eddie. And you can, again, get those prices because it'll say with your promo code, here's the price, the promo code being Captain. Now, if you don't want to use the internet to place your order because you might be afraid of, you know, getting hacked or you get somebody getting your information, all that, you can call them on the phone. And their phone number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. And by the way, you want a good Christmas? They got all the stuff you need there for Christmas. No problems asked. And I don't think anybody's going to be upset with you for buying some of the products they have over there because it's all good stuff. Okay, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
John Durham. Got some word about him yesterday. Prosecutors working with Special Counsel John Durham's team indicated yesterday that they will call former FBI General Counsel James Baker to testify in the case of former Democratic attorney Michael Sussman, who's been indicted for allegedly lying to the FBI. Now, this is going to expose Baker for possibly also lying about things that were going on. Now, during a status hearing yesterday, Durham prosecutor Adam DeFilippis and his team said they plan to call Baker, who now works for Twitter, to testify as part of the case against Sussman, according to Fox News and the Washington Examiner. Now, last month, Sussman pleaded not guilty to making a false statement to a federal agent, but it sounds like they got him cold turkey. Now, the judge in all of this, U.S. District Judge Christopher Cooper, asked Sussman's lawyers and prosecutors to continue with their discovery process, which could take months. Now, the prosecution said that 6,000 documents were provided to Sussman's defense, amounting to more than 80,000 pages in total. Now, the indictment against Sussman, who previously worked for the high-powered law firm of Perkins Coie, is that he made false statements in September 2016 when he told Baker he wasn't working for a client, when he provided claims that alleged the existence of back-channel communications between the Trump Organization and a Russian bank. Perkins Coie has long represented the Democratic Party in elections-related lawsuits and even Hillary Clinton.
That's right. And so this is going to be very interesting how this continues on. And you mentioned about the discovery and so forth taking a few months. We understand the trial, the earliest I think it could begin would be about the spring of next year. Exactly.
Right. And the indictment alleges that Sussman was actually working for former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign and was charging her team for it as well as a technology executive. Several reports have identified the executive as Rodney Jaffe. Now, in a recent court filing on October the 20th, Durham's team said it provided the 80,000 pages of discovery documents to Sussman's defense team earlier in the month. That's where we're at with all of that.
Well, that's right. And so as this continues to pan out, hopefully, Captain, this is going to create a spark. People will want to know exactly what happened, and they'll be able to apply it to the upcoming elections in 2022 and certainly 2024, as we've seen this Russia thing, be uncovered and shown to be exactly what it was. And I think sometimes, though, Democrat Party elite believe that they pull these kinds of shenanigans because they think it takes so long to ever really get to the bottom of it that people forget. But guess what? We're not going to forget.
No, we're not. And the GOP leaders are saying to the people out there, and I am hearing it myself from both Democrats and Republicans and independents and even a few libertarians when they want to talk, that Americans are just fed up with Biden and the Democrats, absolutely fed up, because it's costing them huge amounts of money now to do a couple different things. Number one, gas up their vehicles. And number two, buy food and whatever they need at the grocery store.
That's precisely it. Because these kinds of things, Captain, can't be hidden. It can't be explained away by Biden telling an Amtrak story or trying to be folksy with people.
You mean the one that's not true?
The one that's not true, exactly.
Yes.
But none of this can be explained away. In fact, if you watch Jen Psaki, while they're going down the list of all the things that have gone wrong, if you watch her, she realizes that that's all true. She's just waiting for the reporter to stop talking so she can say something like, well, we don't see it as darkly as you do, that kind of thing. And how she can stand up there and try to defend all this is beyond me.
Now, Senator Joe Manchin and Senator Kristen Sinema are still in the driver's seat when it comes to the legislation in the Senate. And keep in mind, the actual lead for Nancy Pelosi in the House of Representatives is actually 3 votes.
Well, that's razor thin.
and this is getting down close and personal, and opponents that want to get elected, Democrats that want to get elected in their home districts are having this backlash tossed up in their face, many of them. They're also getting it across the country. Some of the people running for Senate There are people that are not going to be running. The Democrats are going to lose seven candidates with that three-seat majority, while there's only three Republican seats that are not going to be run for again by the incumbents that are in there. But they're in red districts, so that should do them very well. Now, the other thing is that there's no doubt in my mind that Nancy Pelosi is not going to be the speaker after 2022. So my question to you is, with Sinema and Manchin pretty much steering the ship in the Senate, which isn't going to change anytime soon because you keep hearing, well, they agreed to this and they agreed to that. No, they didn't.
Well, they haven't agreed to anything because they haven't voted on anything. I mean, once they actually vote on it, then I suppose we'll know. But Manchin is even still going against right now Bernie Sanders, who's pushing to expand Medicare, these kinds of things, and adding on to the price tag. Well, Captain, everybody understands that the spending that the Democrats are talking about, and by the way, Nancy Pelosi knows that she's not going to be Speaker after the next election in 2022. I think that's a good bet. But that's why they're trying everything. They're going to kitchen sink this thing as much as they can. But the people understand that all this spending that they're proposing isn't going to make their lives better. In fact, it's going to make it worse. It's going to result in more inflation. It's going to result in more higher prices for everything else. And at a time, Captain, we can't even get people to go back to work, really. I mean, it's falling apart all over.
Why should they when the government will give them $300 for every kid they got? If they got four kids or five kids, that's $1,500. And if they spend some of the money on them, that's fine. If they don't spend money on them, then they got fun money to go do whatever they want to do it with. And I think that's exactly what's going on right now.
Well, right. And then, of course, the businesses that are going to suffer as a result of this, they can't get the workers. They've got to close early. You know, restaurants closing early. They don't have the manpower to do things.
Well,
they want to be able to do, and they're going to suffer.
How about some of the restaurants that are open for breakfast, used to be open at 5 o'clock in the morning, that I used to see all the time, that now have a tough time opening by 7 or 8 because the help isn't coming in?
Precisely. Precisely. So you can't create this kind of society that there's no generation of work going on. It just doesn't work like that. But yet it is in part of some sort of devious thought process of the Democrat Party elite to believe that they're going to buy people into socialism or make them think that, but it's wrong. It is an absolute bait and switch. They're not doing it for your best interest. They're not saying, here's some free money so you can enjoy yourself. They're not doing that. They're getting you to be dependent on them. That's bad.
Many of the donut shops used to be open all night. That's what they did. That's why they were coffee and donut and this, that, and the other. Dunkin' Donuts was one of them, for sure. And now they're closing at 9 or 10 o'clock at night. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to have Kathy give you the telephone number. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Santa Fe, New Mexico DA not ruling out criminal charges possibly being brought in the shooting death of a cinematographer on the set of the movie Rust.
Alec Baldwin having pulled the trigger on that gun that an assistant director had claimed was a cold gun, meaning it wasn't live, didn't have any bullets in it, but in fact it did. The New York Times is now reporting the DA says everything, including criminal charges, remain on the table. U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is hitting Democrats over their social spending bill, or the social infrastructure package.
The country's awash in inflation. The country's flooded with money. The last thing we need to do is to pile on with another massive, reckless tax and spending spree.
At the close on Wall Street Tuesday, the S&P 500 and the Dow had both hit new record highs. And this is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. You know, I'm asked a lot about why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain and why so many people are taking it. Well, it's very simple. Because it works. And because the product is designed to help your body heal. That's right. Designed to help your body heal. Now, the doctors who formulated Relief Factor put 4 of the best ingredients in it, which does just exactly that, all 100% drug-free, that each help your body to deal with inflammation and pain by going right straight to the source of where the pain is. And sometimes if you've got a pain in one part of your body and a pain in the other part, guess what? It'll get rid of it. Back pain, shoulder pain, neck, hip, knee, foot pain, whatever it is that's going on, it'll take care of it. And you should give it a try with the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. That's it, $19.95, to see if it'll work for you. And I think it probably will. So give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain and order the 3-week quick start. You'll be glad you did. You'll be out of pain. No drugs in it at all. 100% drug free. relieffactor.com/captain. Because after all you have to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right. Why not start today?
Sure. And let's go back to our topics here. We talked about Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, and I believe that they're still going to be sticklers there because I don't see this stuff getting passed as fast as they want it to get passed because of all the dissension in the ranks, not only with the Democrats, but with the Republicans and independents about the stuff that's in here because they know, and when everybody keep hearing, it's not going to cost anything. It's a paid for. It's not going to cost anything. Not true. Not true.
Well, they're banking, no pun intended, really, on the notion that people will hear that and go, oh, okay, it doesn't cost anything. Well, good, it's going to do this and that. But people don't buy that anymore. They have seen exactly what the Biden administration, by the way, is all about. They've seen what these policies are. They're out there trying to sell it. And I think the big thing, Captain, is that this thing does not sell itself. You know, you talk to salespeople, and they always say, hey, I've got a great product. It sells itself, you know, this kind of thing. But in this case, people understand that $3.5 trillion, and obviously it's not going to be near that at this point, but even so, they understand that we've added trillions of dollars to the deficit. They understand that more spending is going to make prices go higher. It's not really going to do what they say it's going to do. It's just another bait and switch.
And, of course, you're going to anticipate the capital gains tax on capital gains that you haven't made yet and tax you for it, even though you have not made the money that you think you're going to on the capital gains. What happens if they tax you and you lose money? Do you get that money back?
Well, they will give you some kind of thing about, well, you can take a deduction or something if it goes down.
Yeah, but after they got their money.
Right, but they're going to, a lot of that I think is going to be subjective. Oh, you have this art piece of art or whatever it is. Well, we think it's worth this, so pay us this tax. And then also, Captain, you've got a Democrat Party elite, big-time senators like Elizabeth Warren and so forth. They're looking to tax companies with the minimum tax and this kind of thing. And again, basically what they're saying to everybody is, if you're successful, And if you actually build a better mousetrap, we're going to get you for that, as opposed to encouraging people. Now, obviously, everybody understands we got to pay tax because we got to build the roads and we got to do this and we got to put up the stoplights and all that kind of thing. And people don't, I think, object to paying a reasonable amount for the good of our, you know, society and so forth. But they're getting taken to the cleaners by people who absolutely disagree with the fact that they've even been successful because they say, that's not your money, that's our money, and we're going to rule over you the way we see fit.
Now, where is WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange at right now?
He's in the UK, I believe, yeah.
In jail?
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, we're hearing that he faces extradition soon to the USA.
That's right, and his lawyer has been arguing quite strongly, of course, to not let that happen. And of course, originally he wanted to be extradited, I think, to Sweden, but those charges were dropped that regarded an alleged sexual assault, we understand. But now he's also wanted on some 18 charges here in the United States because of releasing some 500,000 secret files regarding Iraq and Afghanistan. Now, but if they extradite him here to the United States, I think they're very concerned, as they have been, because there have been lots of concerns for his life, basically, and that's why he had been in hiding for so long, although Ecuador stripped him of his citizenship, saying he didn't pay the right fees and had false documents.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Right.
All right, let's talk about General Motors. General Motors is going to boost their electric vehicle profile with some 40,000 charging stations in the USA and Canada. Gee, wonder where they're going to put them, along the interstate?
Well, they say that they want to put them into some rural areas as well.
Right in the pasture.
Right, yeah, but they're trying to do this, I guess, in order to try to make it much more appealing. Because here's the thing, if you have an electric car, it goes, let's just say it goes 240 miles. Well, you're not able to really go take a long, long road trip per se, because once you get out of the big city areas, you may not find those charging stations. So that's, I think, what they're trying to point this at. But even so, you still have to have infrastructure. You have to have a power grid. You have to have the ability to charge these things quickly, in order so that you can continue on. And I will say this, Captain, the automobile is one of the most significant representations of freedom of movement in the United States. You know, I can get in my car right now and I can drive from California all the way to Tampa, Florida, you know, and there's nothing to stop me from doing that. I can get gas all the way along the way, yeah. And I'll be fine. But if I'm really restricted on being able to use energy to go where I want to go, or I want to go drive up to Pikes Peak, and I want to do this, I want to go to the Grand Canyon, you can do that as an American. But if you're restricted because of limitations like that, well, that's a real hamper.
Mm-hmm. Because electric cars aren't going to go from point A to B. They got to make a couple of stops, sometimes three, to go from point A to B to charge up, right?
Exactly right. Now, the technology is going to get better over time. There's no doubt about that. The electric cars are probably, you know, we look 50 years in the future or something, it's going to be maybe a very, very different landscape. But right now, you can't continue to cripple the ability of people to move about and also force them into things like in California, Captain, we can't turn our air conditioners on all at the same time without the grid going down. How is everybody going to be charging their electric cars while they're at work and while they're at home and all this kind of thing? We can't take it.
Okay, well, we're going to take a look at the price of oil real quick right now before we go to our break for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Oil has drifted up again slightly. West Texas crude is now up to $84.65 a barrel. Brent crude is now up to $86.40 a barrel. Futures are up. You ready for this?
Yep.
$97 a barrel. Three more dollars to go.
And they'll have a party in Tehran.
Yes, they will.
Yeah.
Yes, they will. And Russia, too, for that matter. Now, gasoline, the wholesale price at the refinery with the federal tax in, but not the delivery and your local taxes, is $2.52 a gallon. And diesel has gone up 2 cents a gallon. It's up to $2.58 a gallon right now. So that's what's going on with the price of gas, diesel, and oil in general.
Well, in California, I know, I think the average price right now is like $4.57 a gallon. So it's really going up.
So that's $2 above the price at the refinery.
That's right. I saw it earlier for, what was it, $4.75 at one place. So, you know, different gas stations, you may have a little bit of play in the price. But it's high enough. And as we talked about earlier in the week, I think one place in Big Sur, it was almost $8 a gallon.
Yeah, and that's because of the location.
Right. Right, yeah. But even so, I mean, can you imagine doing that?
No, I can't.
Yeah.
People are being ripped off.
Yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and yes, we're going to look at the weather. Yes, there is some serious weather out there in some areas, and we've got some violent weather tonight, some tornadoes, tornadic activity in the central part of the U.S. We'll tell you where all that is. And we've also got some cold temperatures going to the east, which could make some of that rain become ice. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. All right, the Captain. It's America Third Watch rolls along. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Doctor.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, to you drivers out there out west and you guys hanging out around the Pilot and Flying J tonight, taking your time off there, this one's for you. It's if you remember Steely Dan, this isn't Steely Dan, but I'll tell you who the group is that does this song, revisited again in the modern era. So here we go. We'll be right back.
17. And all the time I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. But the weekend, the college, and then I'd like to plan. Seek to pass the knowledge I can't understand. Are you reading it?
Down here, we're going to play this towards the end of the segment, but that group was an all-star group. And Kyle, who do you think was playing the synthesizer, the chord organ over there?
Maybe Michael McDonald?
That's it. Michael McDonald was playing that. He was harmonizing with the rest of them, and they had an all-star group of musicians, and I'm telling you, that was really good, really good. And I think it was as good or better than the original one done by Steely Dan.
Yeah, no, it sounded great. Very, very tight.
Yeah, we'll finish the segment here when we go out with that. Now, I want to read the weather real quick and then turn it over to you because we got a big mess. The northeast coastal storm is impacting through about midday Wednesday. It's starting to pull away from the coast. But right now, the effects of this nor'easter are being felt as far inland as, Albany, New York. Now, the coastal storm will push further off the northeast coast today with high winds and heavy rain, tapering off through the day, isolated to scattered severe thunderstorms, capable of producing damaging winds, and a few tornadoes should occur sometime today and Wednesday night from parts of East Texas across Louisiana into the central Gulf Coast. And we do have a major front that's coming across. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But, Kyle, you take care of it out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, as you know, the big storm that came through with the Northern California and parts of the Pacific Northwest, generally speaking, has moved on through and is now heading for the Great Plains. That's where all the rain has gone. But we still have a lot of aftermath up in Northern California with the flooding that occurred. Southern California is actually going to see a warm-up over the next few days. But right now on the map, we've got flood watches up near Seattle and parts of Northern Washington. Also, we've got a flood watch just right around Sandpoint, Idaho, just a little north of Coeur d'Alene there. So you're still going to get some precipitation and snow, I'm sure. But we've also got wind advisories, for example, for our friends in Missoula, Montana, and also heading on up to the Canadian border. And then near Great Falls and Shelby, Helena, we've also got a high wind warning in those areas. So be careful if you're traveling through those areas. High wind warning near Laramie, Wyoming, also near Cheyenne. We start to see those high winds at this time of the year, and they'll probably be persistent as we go through the next few months or so. And then traveling down the I-25 corridor, we've got high wind warnings near Colorado Springs and Pueblo as you head south towards New Mexico. Now, snow totals. This is going to be really interesting, Captain. And Soda Springs, California, they got 29 inches. This, of course, in the higher elevations. Mount Rose, Nevada, 42 inches. Donner Pass, California, 29 inches. So you can see that this storm did drop a lot of snow. We did go ahead and check a couple of our major passes that we usually talk about. Cabbage Hill right now, no precipitation and bare pavement, so that's good. And Snoqualmie Pass also showing no restrictions right now as well. So the snow didn't affect those areas, so you should have some smooth sailing, hopefully.
Well, let's talk about what is being affected tonight. We've got heavy, dense fog coming out of Colorado, going over up I-76 into Nebraska, so be advised that little short stretch there coming east of Denver up into Nebraska. You're going to see some heavy fog. You also got some fog going into the western part of Kansas into about Oakley. And we've got high winds with the weather right behind it, well, actually in front of it, pushing across right now Kansas and Oklahoma, central part of Oklahoma. You've got a bunch of severe weather, flash flooding, flash flood warnings, severe thunderstorms, possible tornado watches and warnings. Same thing for Texas, all through the Metroplex, central Texas, and then taking an angle down just north of San Antonio and out 20 to the west towards Pecos. You've got weather and air. You've got high winds out in west Texas tonight. Lubbock, you're getting some wind. You're getting wind around Amarillo, too. You got some rain over right now in the northern part of Missouri. You've got some very cold temperatures, frost warnings in most of Indiana, most of the western part of Ohio, including Toledo, all the way down to Cincinnati, and the central part of Kentucky tonight, to include Cincinnati and Louisville, straight on down through Lexington, down through our listening area down there. Now, over in the northeast, okay, that big storm is still there, and the waves are crashing into the shoreline. You've got rip tides, all kinds of craft warnings. Nobody's going out anywhere in boats right at the moment. You've got rain in the Hudson Valley of New York, rain in the western part of Massachusetts, rain in Connecticut, rain in Rhode Island, some scattered rain in Jersey, and some heavy wind. You've got the conditions all the way down, let's see here, to Norfolk, Virginia right now, but it will start to move away through the middle of the day. In the Gulf, we have a system that's moving across there that's going to combine with this line of storms that's coming across. And during the course later in the day, early, about 8, 9 o'clock tonight sometime, we should see some weather start to come towards Florida, which will include rain and winds and whatnot. But we've got this big front with these storms that are coming across that are just going to hit our area. Okay, and Kyle, the pilot in Flying J, bring us this segment. Give us a little rundown on them real quick. You got about 30 seconds.
All right, folks, don't forget when you're out in the highways and byways, don't forget to pull into the Pilot or Flying J. You can go to pilotflyingj.com, by the way. Use their locations function, and you can put in your location. You can find all the pilots or Flying J's in your area, and you can plan your trip accordingly. And when you stop in, be sure to join the Drivers Club, because you can earn points on the fuel that you buy, the supplies that you buy, and then you can also track those points with the My Rewards Plus app. Download it from the Apple Store or from Google Play, and you'll be able to save a lot when you go to Pilot and Flying J.
Yes, you will. Folks, you're going to go to break right now. We're coming back, hour number two in the Captain's America Third Watch, so don't go anywhere. Got a lot more great tunes for you to play here tonight. As a matter of fact, I found a plethora of some really good solid 60s, 70s, and 80s music yesterday that I didn't know was around. Glad I found it. All right, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.